And now, the Idaho Farm and Ranch Minute, brought to you by Idaho's agricultural community.
USDA projects higher farm production costs in 2023. That's coming up on the Idaho Farm and Ranch Minute.
Hi, I'm Danica Patrick. Watching my nieces grow, play, and learn is amazing, but not every child gets to be carefree. 1 in 6 kids in the U.S. are hungry. This breaks my heart, and it's something that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and gives it to families in need. To help, visit feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
This is what matters. This is beyond X's and O's. This is the difference mutual respect makes. This is what character looks like. This is what defines us in Idaho. This is sportsmanship. School sports. It's not the outcome that matters most, but the way the games are played. This message presented by the Idaho High School Activities Association and the Idaho Athletic Administrators Association.
Farmers this year will likely have to deal with continued rises in production costs. Here's Gary Crawford with this report.
After earning record-high incomes last year, even while dealing with an 11% hike in production expenses, the nation's farmers this year could see another increase in those expenses.
They're going to increase, but not as much, about 4%.
Spiro Stefano runs USDA's Economic Research Service. He says actually farmers may spend a little less this year on fuel, fertilizer, and feed, but they'll have to shell out more for just about everything else, including
their livestock and poultry purchases. Those are expected to go up nearly 14%. Labor costs are going up as well, just over 7%.
Biggest expected percentage increase will come in interest cost. But USDA's chief economist Seth Meyer says, coming off record high incomes in 2022,
folks should be in a pretty good position in general to maybe be able to minimize borrowing to some extent or narrow borrowing to some extent.
He says overall interest costs could climb 22% this year. Gary Crawford for the U.S. Department of Agriculture.
I'm Neil Larson, and thank you for listening today. This has been the Idaho Farm and Ranch Minute.